Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Moving to Orlando show. Coming to you from the Bob Varley studio in Orlando, Florida, I'm your host, Pete Werner, joined in the studio this week by my business partner and realtor, Mr. Sean Falk.
Hey, everyone.
Realtor Ruben Colon.
Hi there.
And our producer, Mr. Craig Williams.
Ahoy, hoy.
And before we get started, just a reminder, if you're interested in moving to the Central Florida area, one of these two gentlemen, along with two other realtors we have working for us, are more than happy to help you. Head over to movingtoorlando.com, fill out the contact form, and someone will be in touch with you soon. Or you can give us a call toll-free in the U.S., 855-650-MOVE. That's 855-650-6683. And this week, we're going to talk about something a little different. This is specifically about Disney Vacation Club members who move to Orlando and what to do with your points. One of the questions I get asked the most, because I'm a DVC member, is, you know, why are you a DVC? And I bought DVC living here. I wasn't living somewhere else and then moved here. But I get asked all the time, like, why would you buy? Why do you have DVC points if you already live in Orlando? Well, there's a number of reasons. First of all, there are resorts outside of Orlando. Vero Beach and Hilton Head are two of them, but that I've never been to and may never go to. The big one is Aulani out in Hawaii. That's a Disney Vacation Club property. As a matter of fact, have a trip planned, big trip, big family trip with lots of people going out to Aulani in just a couple of months, and wouldn't be able to do that without my DVC points. The other thing also relating to family is when family comes into town. Yeah, I could put them in my guest room, but as I've said on many, many shows, I love my family. I love my space as well. And it's really nice to be able to put them up at a nice hotel. So, you know, my brother, when he comes into town, he loves the fact that the last time he was here, I put him up at the Polynesian. They're coming down in a couple months, putting him up at Saratoga Springs. So it's basically another guest bedroom is one way to look at it. And then I use them. I use them myself for staycations. Well, like I said, going to Aulani. But before I go any further, let me throw it open to you guys. What's your take?
I'm not a DVC member. I think I'm the only one at the table not a DVC member. Maybe
at the table, yeah.
At the table. So I personally don't have any DVC points. In my mind, I'm thinking like, you know, in terms of...
But you have a lot of DVC clients.
I do. And that's kind of the experience I'm going to go off of on what they like to do with those points. And one of the biggest things, a lot of my clients, you know, being closer to the parks, it's a little bit more expensive. So they purchase farther out from the parks. You know, they can be an hour,
that's
hour and a half.
That's a good point.
Some even 2 hours away from the parks, you know. So for those clients... Driving to Disney kind of sucks, you know, to go to the parks. It's a long drive. It's a lot closer than, you know, flying from out of state, but still a distance to get to the parks. So it's nice if you're a DVC member because then you can use those points to maybe turn into like a weekend thing to where you drive out at once. You can spend the weekend there, use the points for the room, and then, you know, experience Disney to its fullest, and then only take a hour, hour and a half, 2 hours drive back to your house. And then, you know, that was just a weekend thing that you could use your points
and
for.
I think that's probably especially helpful for things like the Food and Wine Festival,
mm-hmm.
where maybe you want to spend some time at Epcot, maybe you're going to have some food and wine, and rather than, you know, having to limit yourself because you have to drive back, you've got a room waiting for you on property.
Mm-hmm.
And New Year's Eve is another great example of that.
Yeah, as long as you're planning your stuff out, you'll be able to do that kind of thing really well. But yeah, I mean, even I get people that want to live a little bit further away. I personally get a lot of investment people that are DVC members. They're not even necessarily moving to the area. They want to someday, but for now, they want to buy something off-site, like a condo or a townhome or whatever, rent it out, short-term rental. And then it's like, if it's open and available when they want to come down to Disney, they'll use it because it's not booked. But if it is booked, they have their DVC points still. So, like, they will just use it for that instead. They're like, we'll book Saratoga Springs or Old Key West or something last minute. And then if not, we'll just, you know, we'll stay at our house that we're purchasing there. And that makes it really easy for them.
So, I was just going to say, I feel like, though, it all so really depends on what type of a Disney fan you are, because like there are plenty of theme park goers out there, but if you have gone to the park so many times that you feel like you've done it all, then chances are, you know, you come down to Florida, you might not necessarily also think about like, oh yeah, it's just so how many times I can go to the parks. There's that other level of people who are obsessed with Disney, but it's the resort experience. It's the going to the restaurants at your hotel, if it's a spa, like at Grand Floridian, it's about the entire getaway experience of that too. So if that's the type of vacationer you already are, where it's like, yeah, I'm more about coming down, enjoying my resort, enjoying the amenities there as well as Disney Springs and not really going in the theme parks, then that's a great thing to hold on to your DVC when you're moving down, because you can still do that quite a bit.
Now, one of the best aspects for me, and I've done this numerous times, did this recently, where, you know, I've got a couple days and I'm like, let me see what's available. It's really cool. When you're like, when you're a Disney fan that's had to like commando plan your trips, and you get the experience, when you live here and you get the experience of doing something, you know, existential off the cuff, where I'll just log into member services and go, hey, what's available for this, you know, the 12th and the 13th, what's open? And they say, oh, look, you know, I got some points to burn. There's a Grand Villa available, or there's a studio available here, and you just grab it. And then you just impromptu plan a couple days or even a night. And I've done that. And I got to tell you, it's friggin' fantastic. Even though it's been a long time since I've had a plan, a vacation to Walt Disney World, because I live here, I still remember like the work I put in to my trips, and just the thought of being able to do something like that. It's like, yeah, let me see what's available. Did that once a couple months back and I got a Grand Villa over at Copper Creek, and got it for a night. We had lunch at Geyser Point. We had dinner at Whispering Canyon. We hung out at the pool and in the spa, and just had a really, really awesome night. And it had all been planned the day before, literally the day before. Like, I'm not doing anything tomorrow. Like, I wonder what's available. That's a really cool way to use your points. Now, there's also the side of it where, let's say you don't need to use them. Let's say you want to go on a cruise. Let's say you want to do another type of vacation. And it never fails when I'm recording. I don't know if the mic's picking up my neighbor. Usually it's Tuesdays. Usually Tuesdays is when she starts trimming her hedges. It's her yearly trimming of the hedges for her. We don't have an HOA here, so that's the only... Otherwise, her house would have been taken years ago. Just for the color she painted it. You can see a little where, right there. You can see the color. That salmon, that orange salmon. Which, you know, it is good for the space station because they can see exactly where her house is as they pass over. But anyway, you know, we tell people all the time, using your DVC points for cruises is a really terrible, terrible use of your points. But as existentially as you can grab a room at a DVC resort, you can also grab a cruise. Rent out those points. Rent out those points, dvcrentalstore.com, one of our sponsors. Rent out those points. Take that money to pay for your cruise. There's any number of things you can do with these points. Now, of course, there's also, you know what? I really don't want my DVC anymore. I live here now. Mm-hmm. So you can sell them. dvcresellmarket.com. I'm going to do the plug. Sponsor of our DVC shows. Great. You know, I've just done it with a few of my contracts because I've been shuffling around my contracts. Been upgrading. So I sold a couple, bought a couple. But, you know, that's the other thing is, and I'm going to tell you, you know, if you've had your, I made a nice profit off a contract I bought 2 years ago. Just 2 years ago. And I walked away with money. So if you've had it for a while and you don't need it anymore, and then that money can go into adding something to your new home. Mm-hmm.
We do get people sometimes that say they're selling theirs for their down payment. Like, they're like, hey, I'm going to sell my DVC contracts, and that would be enough for me to do a down payment on a house. So that's where they're going to pull that money from. But honestly, I think it's something where if you are – let's say you're under 30 and you're not in a financial situation yet to purchase a home, and it's just not something you can do, and you have some money, but you don't have enough for something like that, I think DVC is a great investment just to park your money in. No, it's not going to be like the stock market or something like that, where you're going to get those types of, you know, growth, but there's also not the risk that's kind of implied there as much. And I mean, great example. So I own an Alani. 2 years ago, well, I guess, yeah, 2 years ago was when my contract was purchased. If on the resale market at that time, Alani was selling for $95 a point to $100 a point range. Now Alani sells for about $130 a point, mm-hmm. In just 2 years. And things will continue to go up. Disney is in the process of essentially pricing out the middle class to a degree, all that kind of stuff. This is going to continue to climb. And when you go to sell it, it is going to probably appreciate in value. And that may then give you enough money at that time to do that. And in the meantime, you've gotten vacations out of it. You've gotten like a lot of opportunities to do stuff. Even if you don't want to use it, I mean, it's great to use as a gift for other people. There's a lot of things that you could do, but I think it's a very safe investment for people on top of, or even if you're just somebody who has, we get people all the time, it's like, I have $20,000 to put down on a house or $30,000 to put down. It can be enough depending on what you're looking for, but maybe not right now. And you could just outright buy a contract with $20,000, $30,000, whatever, and you could go that route instead and have an investment. Save up some more money, sell it, and then you could get the house.
And just a reminder, we are not financial experts, and we are not really giving investment advice here. Mm-hmm. We're suggesting things that we've seen other people do. But you have to speak to your own financial advisor about anything like that. Oftentimes we say, don't ever look at DVC as an investment. But like I said, I can only say what my experience was. I bought a 270-point contract at Boulder Ridge three years ago. Just sold it, and I'm walking away with $15,000. And I've used the points. I've used those points. So I don't know what to say other than, you know, that's a nice check to get. Especially when it's not all my points and I still have like a ton of points, and because I'm hoarding points like a lunatic right now. And if you're watching this and you have no idea what we're talking about with DVC and Disney Vacation Club and what is he talking about, we'll have a link in the show notes to one of our other shows that kind of explains it. I wasn't going to go into this is what DVC is. We get a lot of folks coming to us who are DVC members buying homes, which is why I thought this was a good idea for a show. Because we just did a meetup with a bunch of folks, and we had three of Ruben's clients.
Four
of Ruben's clients were there, and DVC members. And they loved Ruben. They were just raving about Ruben. So, anything else?
No. You pretty much touch up. I mean, like I said, I'm not a DVC member, but from my experience with all my...
Which is a shame.
Yeah. I'm on the border of it. I keep going back and forth because one of the biggest things I personally like about DVC is that... So earlier you were talking about Copper Creek and you listed off a bunch of names I've never even heard of. So there's just so much I haven't done with Disney because of like the hotels. I don't really do the resorts that often because, you know, one, you know, the hotels can be pricey and I already live here. To me, it doesn't make sense. But then I hear about all these experiences about that you get from staying on property and just the different things you can do with these points. And I'll be honest, I've been on the border of going back and forth.
Here's the thing. You're a huge Disney fan.
I am.
You've always lived here. You're born and raised. Mm-hmm. And there's a whole massive Disney experience you haven't had yet at the resorts.
Yeah. I agree.
It's sad. It's sad. We should have like a telethon to raise money to get you into a resort.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I'm doing my first Disney cruise, hopefully for the honeymoon, after, Lexi and I get married. So maybe that'll be my first Disney cruise. That's close to like resort kind of thing, I guess.
It's
different. Yeah. So I'll be doing that. But, absolutely. There's a whole different experience I need to try out. I've lived here 30 years, my entire life. So there's a whole new experience. And I think if I was a DVC member, it will allow me to try these other experiences out and kind of get the full Disney experience.
I'm going to tell you something. If you ever went to Aulani out in Hawaii, mm-hmm. you'd buy DVC site on right there on the spot.
Goodness.
You'd buy it right on the spot. That is by far the best hotel Disney has anywhere.
Mm-hmm. No, I fully agree with that.
It's Aulani.
I think I've stayed at pretty much all of them at this point, except like Vero Hilton and or like even just the Disney hotels and stuff. And even like the California ones, I've stayed at all three of those and the foreign ones. Some of those I've stayed at. And I still think Aulani is the best one, like hands down.
Oh, do plan on going to Hawaii at some point in the future. So I'll make sure I'll check it out.
No, let me know. I'll go with you. And I'll push you into the preview center. And then put you in touch with the folks at DVC Resale Market.
Come out with the DVC contract at the end of the vacation.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's what I do. All right. That's going to do it, folks, for this week's show. We hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you again next week with another episode of the Moving to Orlando show. Have a great week.